Welcome. Today I have the great honor of interviewing Mr. Wojciech Śniegowski. He was previously a citizenship judge at Citizenship and Immigration Canada. Mr. Śniegowski is the president of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce of Toronto. He is dedicated to the development of economical exchange between Poland and Canada, and is also actively involved in building a strong relationship between Polish and Canadian citizens. Mr. Śniegowski, thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to sit down with me to do this interview today.
Thank you.
I would like to begin by mentioning that you successfully graduated from the Department of Law and Administration at a university in Krakow, Poland, with the degree of a Master of Administration. With your extensive experience and your academic background, along with your professional experience, what is the best advice that you can provide to the students who are interested in pursuing a similar degree in public service?
Well, it's a very difficult, I think, question, because it all depends on the personalities and on the maturity of the young person. I think that the biggest challenge that young people face is to know what they want to really do. And I have to admit that was always my problem. I never had a sort of a grand plan of what I want to accomplish. I just sort of went to the university because it was just an obvious thing to do. And I think this is set up by the family expectations, I think, quite often. So I didn't even really consider not going. These days, knowledge probably is available on your fingertips if you go through the internet. But in order to really be successful at it, you would have to be extremely independent and be able to actually differentiate between what is correct and what is truthful about information that are available on the internet. So I think from that perspective, I think university education, or at least college education, is absolutely necessary, because you can get the skills to actually differentiate between the information that are false and correct. That's one aspect of it. For me, it was that was a time way before internet, way before computers, even personal computers. That was the time to sort of intellectually develop. Although I wasn't, truthful here and I'm not very proud of it. It wasn't sort of my passion really to study back then, and I wish I had more passion back then. But nevertheless, the intellectual challenges set me for life, with ability of logical thinking, of developing ideas, of collaborating with others. So I think that no matter, even if it's, this is not your dream thing to do, I think it's always important to get an education, especially right now with this wealth of information available. And it is extremely important to get the skills to differentiate between what is true and what is not, and to get the ability for independent thinking. I think way too many people these days are quite easily maneuvered by social media and by skillful campaigners, instead of sort of thinking things through, quite emotionally make decisions on many important things.
I think it's oftentimes one of the main questions that young professionals and students ask me is, when it comes down to media and social networks, what is the best way to obtain information? And I oftentimes emphasize the importance of obtaining reliable sources and making sure that you not only become educated, but the sources that you're relying on for obtaining information must be reliable, to the extent that you know that they're trustworthy and that you know that the information that you're receiving is correct.
Yes, but also quite often people confuse opinions with facts. And that's unfortunate. But again, with education, you'll be able to easily differentiate between both. So I think it's extremely important to educate yourself.
Oftentimes, when dealing with the media, I think a lot of young professionals, they assume that whatever you hear in the media is the truth. And understanding that media bias does exist, and that you have to be the judge of the information that you're processing, but also looking to experts and professionals who are in a certain industry, and looking up to people who have that experience is a huge asset, because who would know the information better than someone who has that expertise?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think this is correct. I think that more and more media are sort of biased. I'm not saying that this is according to the whoever owns the media. I think that people who own the media hire people who think along the same lines. But I think because of the competition from internet and this immediate information, there are two things that hamper the media these days. So first of all, this immediacy of information. So sometimes media fall victim of false information because they want to be first. But second of all, I think that they also are expected of being very opinionated. And yes, there is a space in media for extreme opinions, but it should be in the proper form. It never should be in the form of information. It never should be sort of viewed in terms of interviews, for example, when questions could be set skewed, really, if you want to really affect people's thinking. And I think we went a long way from the standards that used to be present in the media in the last century, for example. So I think that's even more important to have an ability to recognize what's opinion, what's bias, what is the fact. And that only can come from experience and education.
Absolutely. With your experience, what would you say are some of the most crucial skills required for the youth and the young professionals who are interested in pursuing a career in law?
I think that the basic thing is one has to recognize what are their strengths and weaknesses. I think that there are different ways of achieving the same goals. I never had a major plan, so I sort of relied on my ability to interact with people, and I was open basically to any possibility, any chance that I got in my life. And many people renege on those because sometimes they are not immediately in their sort of skill set. And I think that they're depriving themselves of a very interesting opportunity to learn. But also, but there's a second plan, of course, that if somebody is able to and is very well organized, and they can actually plan their career. So I think that especially in law, the ability to deal with people, to develop actually a skill of public speaking, logical thinking, which is extremely important, and I think that will be the base of everything, but also the basic information, ability to gain basic information, and again, using the logic to evaluate them. Because logic in itself, it's a tool. It's not an answer to everything. As they say, if it's garbage in, it's going to be garbage out.
Exactly.
No matter how logically you're going to think. That's why I think those conspiracy theories so prevalent in the internet these days are so convincing, because they seem to be logical. But if you take the bad assumption, you cannot logically thinking change the outcome, because that's not what logic does. Mm-hmm. So that's what it's so important to analyze the facts at the beginning of this process and to get actually the facts. So that's this analytical ability, I think, especially for lawyers, that would be extremely important to develop this critical thinking and get as much information as one can. Unfortunately, education in Canada, in my opinion, has certain limitations. The specialization is acquired quite early in life, and a lot of young people are sort of very narrowly educated. I grew up under the communist regime, but then we had a lot of bad information as well, because the regime was based on propaganda in many instances. We had to actually take all the subjects all the way to the end of the high school, so physics and chemistry and math and languages and all of that. So that was something that also trained your brains. And I cannot say I'm an expert on any of it anymore, but that actually trains your brain and gives you, again, some basic information that you can actually challenge then, some theories that are being peddled by propagandists.
Mr. Sniegowski, as you mentioned, critical thinking and analytical thinking is crucial to succeeding in any profession, but especially a profession of law. You also mentioned that the education system in Canada provides students with an opportunity to look at and examine different options. In terms of my academic background, as I previously mentioned, I did complete an honors degree in legal studies. Mm-hmm. And I oftentimes tell students that if you are uncertain as to what area you want to pursue, I think that it's a civil service. It's something that you owe to yourself to obtain an education. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't know whether you want to pursue business or law, yeah, or if you want to go into medicine, I oftentimes Absolutely. Tell the youth that you should complete an honors or even a bachelor's yeah. of arts, because the first year oftentimes you're provided with an opportunity to explore and to take different courses, whether it be history or business or linguistics or philosophy, psychology, and then you can decide what area you want to specialize in. And I think that the education system that we have in Canada is very good in terms of providing accessibility to students of all socioeconomic levels. If a student cannot afford to attend university, there is OSAP, there are various resources available to them. So there's no reason for anyone not to pursue an education. So after I completed my bachelor's, I then went on to pursue my master's. And I oftentimes get asked by students, what differentiates a master's from a bachelor's degree? And as you would know, as someone who successfully completed a master of administration, a master's is oftentimes more specialized and more focused on a certain area. So with my master's in public service, the focus was more on public administration, governments, the provincial, federal, and municipal level. So I encourage students to not limit themselves, but instead to be open to suggestions and exploration in terms of all of the different academic programs that are available out there to them.
Well, I absolutely agree. I think that the broader your education, the better you are. And because in high school, quite often, as I mentioned, people narrow their education to a certain degree, and they're way too young to actually know what they're going to do in life. So university, especially a Bachelor of Arts, it gives them opportunity to actually catch up with those certain areas that they were not exposed to during the high school years. So, yeah, I absolutely agree.
To those who are interested in perhaps pursuing a profession in law, but do not necessarily have the mentors around them, what would you suggest to someone who's a young professional and wants to pursue a field, the field of law, but is looking to obtain mentorship, is looking for solid role models who'd be able to advise them and provide them with information about what they should be doing, what skills are necessary? Because oftentimes it's useful to have a role model and someone that has already succeeded and knows what they're doing and knows the field of law inside out. I always tell students that you should have a role model and a mentor and someone that you can always obtain advice from. So where would you recommend that some of these students who are looking for a mentor, where should they look for this role model, this mentorship?
I think the best way of doing it is to volunteer. That's what I've been doing ever since I came to Canada. I met a lot of interesting people with vast experiences in different fields. It helped me actually to grow and understand much more about life and about differences between, you know, where I grew up and in Canada. And I think that's extremely beneficial. Also, even concrete benefits came out of my work, of volunteering. But I think in terms of finding a mentor, that's the best way. There are legal associations, there are business associations, there are all kinds of organizations that are that you can meet people. And the best thing is just to approach person and ask and talk to them. I think most people would be very open to that. I think there is some kind of a sort of ego even trip when people are actually look up to and then asking you for information. So I think that shouldn't be a difficulty, but that's the best way. If you need information, you go to the source. If you need a mentor or people or some information about the legal profession, I would suggest to try to look to volunteer in those associations, legal associations, or as I said, business associations, because a lot of lawyers are also active in business associations. So I think that would be the best way, because you can not only find a right person, but also you can benefit learning that giving something out of yourselves is beneficial to you in many ways.